Saskatchewan's plan for a new policing service offers little information for the mayor of Warman, is too vague for the mayor of Wolseley, and the reeve of the rural municipality of Kelvington calls it a waste of money. They are among the leaders of 89 communities in the province, along with the union representing Mounties, who signed a letter this week urging Premier Scott Moe to pause the proposed Saskatchewan Marshals service. The letter, spearheaded by the National Police Federation, says the province should stop further investment in the plan until there's fulsome consultation. Concerns include oversight issues, lack of integration with existing police, and unknown costs and staffing. I don't think we need a marshal service. I think it's a total waste of money, Maurice Patenaud, with the RM of Kelvington in East Central Saskatchewan, said Friday. How many millions are they going to spend to get this going? They could spend half as much money on RCMP and be ahead. Gerald Hill, the mayor of Wolseley, said he wants to know if municipalities will have to pay for the marshals, where the officers will work and how they'll be any different than RCMP. It's very vague, and I don't like vague, Hill said. If we do that with our ratepayers, we get spanked for it. Gary Filipchik, the mayor of Warman near Saskatoon, said he needs more information before his city can get behind it. The letter says a lack of dialogue from the province has been deeply troubling, undermining the principles of democracy and community engagement. Federation President Brian Sauvé said he's had discussions with Policing Minister Paul Merriman about whether the Marshall's plan should continue, but he added there's been no formal consultation. The plan initially proposed that the marshals would support law enforcement, Sauvé said. Now it almost seems like they're becoming a distinct entity to be something else. Do we really know what hole they are there to plug, and is that a hole we need to plug with an external startup agency? Or can we do it with existing resources and proper investment? Sauvé said things have changed since Saskatchewan first proposed the marshals service in 2022. A year when the national force was struggling to hire recruits. There's now been a resurgence in interest in careers with the RCMP, he said. The province has also promised to pay for 250 additional RCMP positions if Mounties can fill them. I just think that maybe there's an opportunity today to look back on what the previous minister did and say, this may not be something that's wise in 2024-25 and beyond, Sauvé said. Merriman's office did not immediately comment on the letter. Saskatchewan has spent $14 million on the plan, which would have marshals work alongside RCMP by 2026 to address rural crime, gangs, and illegal weapons and drugs. Officers are to also apprehend high-risk offenders with outstanding warrants. The province has said the service would cost $20 million per year to operate once 70 officers are working. The service already has social media accounts, a crest and branding for its vehicles. The province has also hired a chief and deputy chief for the marshals and is in the process of adding more staff this summer, with training to start next year. It has also begun renovations at its headquarters in Prince Albert, northeast of Saskatoon, and has promised to establish 4 or 5 satellite offices in other unspecified locations. Prince Albert Mayor Greg Dion said in June that having the marshals in the city is beneficial. Randy Gooden, president of the Saskatchewan Urban Municipalities Association, has also said she looks forward to working with the service. The opposition NDP has promised to scrap the marshals and instead spend those dollars on RCMP, local police and addiction treatment should it replace the governing Saskatchewan party in the next provincial election. Saskatchewan residents are set to go to the polls in October. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 9, 2024. Jeremy Symes, The Canadian Press.